Let's get the latest on Hurricane Dorian, which has weakened to a Category 2 storm, but still remains dangerous. Powerful winds and storm surge from Dorian are expected to continue to threaten Grand Bahama Island today, and parts of Florida are starting to feel Dorian's effects as it moves to the northwest. Joining us now is Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He's at Gainesville. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
So as of the 2 p.m. Eastern time statement from the National Hurricane Center, Dorian is at least moving now about 5 miles per hour. Tell us more about what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, for Floridians, every mile per hour is important now. This has been a painful 2 days to watch this storm sitting to our east. Certainly, of course, we're very thankful that the catastrophic conditions happening in the Bahamas are not expected in the state of Florida. But now it has resumed that motion to the northwest. I think we broke the news here at this time yesterday on this show that it had started the turn and then it stalled, which all of the stalling was expected. But now, thankfully, it is moving northwest and should accelerate. In fact, every advisory that comes out, it seems to be doubling in forward motion, and that is good news.
And where is it headed as it accelerates?
It will move north-northwest. It will stay roughly between 60 and 80 miles offshore of Florida. It's getting a little closer to the coastline now. We have, of course, the Cape Canaveral area that kind of juts out into the ocean. Those locations along the Space Coast will experience the worst effects from Hurricane Dorian. It is moving northwest. It's important to note that just because it's weaker really doesn't mean the conditions will be any different than what was projected along the Atlantic coast in Florida. This storm is much larger in size. Hurricane force winds extend 60 miles from the center, so it wouldn't take much of a wobble to the left or to the west to bring those hurricane conditions inland in Florida. Tropical storm force winds extend now 175 miles from the center. So that's a diameter that's now over 300 miles wide on Hurricane Dorian.
As it continues to move up the coast, though, what is its impact expected to be in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina?
So because this is not a direct hit, there's still a concern for wind and rain, but the surge and the coastal flooding, we've had 2 or 3 days now with high tide flooding, especially in South Carolina, and we've had a persistent easterly, northeasterly wind along that coast. That flooding in South Carolina is probably going to be significant, extensive, all the way up into southern portions of North Carolina, not to discount what could happen in Georgia as well. Coastal flooding, some storm surge expected there. That will pretty much be the story from the Treasure Coast, which is where it's happening now, all the way to the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Jeff, what is keeping it off the coast and not allowing it to make landfall at any point? It sounds like most forecasters do not believe that it is going to make landfall in the United States.
Yeah, I think the center will stay offshore. Confidence has increased on that. I mean, it's going to come close in southern portions of North Carolina and near the Petey region of South Carolina. Certainly, there's room for air there. So there's still a potential that the eye wall would either brush the coastline or potentially come ashore. But we're looking at a better situation than a direct hit, that's for sure. The governor just spoke here in Florida, and his tone has changed today. So that's better news, especially for anybody living inland from Florida up to South Carolina. Inland hazards will not be nearly as significant as coastal ones.
Have you ever seen a storm do what Dorian just did and just stop as a Category 5 storm, over the water essentially and just stay there stationary for more than 24 hours?
The length of that stall was a bit unusual, but when storms do make a turn, many times they do stall first because many people think it's a change in the wind direction that's steering it. It's actually a collapse of the prior winds before new winds pick it up. So basically that's what happened in the last 24 hours. The easterly winds that were pushing it west weakened to the point where it could stall. There were pretty much equal forces on all sides. And now we are finally seeing a weakness develop to the north that will allow it or pull it, if you will, northward. And that will accelerate later today and tonight.
And Jeff, your advice for people who are along the coast, either in Florida or all the way up through North Carolina?
If you've been preparing for a large and dangerous hurricane, you're doing the right thing. The hazards do extend far enough from the center, even though it's a Category 2. There will be some significant damage along the Space Coast in Florida to the First Coast, and then again through portions of South and North Carolina. Residents who are inland, and this is a generalized statement, Jeremy, but generally west of I-95, there will be little or no effects from Hurricane Dorian.
That is Jeff Huffman, who is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, with the latest on Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 2 storm. moving at about 5 miles per hour at this point. Jeff, thanks.
You're welcome.